Welcome to Homeroom, the only show where the host changes animals every time.
Homeroom!
It's you.
I think my headset's not working.
No, I can hear you.
Is it not working?
Yeah, you're
working. I can't hear you
working.
Guys then.
You can't hear us?
No.
Why can't you hear us?
I don't know.
What the f***?
Probably schizophrenic at this rate.
You just freaking cussed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Homeroom, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, still can't hear you
guys. Homeroom!
This is the show Homeroom.
He can't hear us. Wait, let me.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'll fix it. Put it back on.
Facts.
There we go, fixed. Stop.
Okay, here it is. Good.
Okay, welcome to Homeroom, ladies and gentlemen.
Homeroom!
This is the show Homeroom.
Wow.
Quinlan.
You're only in my left ear now, and I'm only in my left ear now.
Oh, really? He's
schizophrenic. What is your guys' deal?
That's kind of interesting.
What's happening?
No, I just got here.
Baby Char, welcome to Homeroom. You've never been on Homeroom.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
It's quite the interesting setup.
This is Homeroom. We are set up on the couch, and one of the things of Homeroom is that we take a picture before...
Groovy.
You have to take a picture for the cover of
Wait,
it?
Now I have both sides if I hold it like this. Exactly.
Really?
You cannot move.
Actually,
it's
yes,
a good thing.
So
Quinn,
the rest of the podcast.
Quinn, it's a good thing you're not standing because you can't move. And if you're standing,
that'd be
bad.
Out. Sorry, not hell. Freaking the flip out.
HE double hockey sticks, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set up this picture.
Would you stop
without context, this is just terrible.
I'm going to have to cut so much of this out.
Sorry. I was moving these stack of chairs while sitting.
Now I can't see your beautiful face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just hold it.
Yeah, just...
you can just look at the portrait of Quinn's beautiful face on the
back. Are you guys ready to take this picture?
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Three,
two, one. Maybe that was good.
We're going to go with it. We're going to roll with the punches.
So what is your deal?
I don't know. I'm geeking.
It's because you had a lab with Carter.
Hooray.
This podcast is so much more high energy compared to the other ones.
Oh, my God.
Every other
so
one's
bad.
Just like so mundane. Everyone's just like
I don't know. I'm up and ready
questions.
to go.
Okay. It's more peppy.
Can I?
Yes, you can, Quinn. Just everybody shut up now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Quinn, go.
Can I tell you why I'm so hyped up?
I would love to know why you're so hyped
up. Okay. So in chemistry, I had a lab with Carter Steffen.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. Yes. And
I know him.
You know. He's not, and he would approve of me saying this, so I can say this. He is not the brightest cookie in the batch. So
that's not even the like saying.
I know, but,
he's not the sharpest cookie in the toolbox.
Whenever I put with him, I just regress into a straight idiot, and it's so fun. Like I have no worry in the world. I'm just going about my merry long day.
If I could be dumb and happy, I would.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Genuine.
I'm with Carter, and then I'm dumb and happy for a little bit.
Would you rather be really smart and be able to find happiness, or be dumb and just be happy?
Oh, smart for sure.
Yeah, smart for sure.
Because if you can find it, then I just have to find it.
Yeah.
I know it's like contradicting what I just said, but like.
But yeah, but you have the ability because if
ignorant
it was like
bliss or intelligent. Quarrel.
Well, because it was, I mean, if it was like
don't
either be really
like
smart
just
and be sad all the time, then I would not want to do that.
Yeah.
Because then.
If you're like, oh, there's no God. Huh.
Yeah, you know? But if you're dumb and smart, you're just like, yay! And just happy all the time.
That's true.
And I would love that,
but
honestly.
You're also dumb.
Yeah, but then
yeah,
you
but yeah.
If you're
you
dumb, you don't care that you're dumb.
You don't know that
you're dumb.
You
just
have
to
stop talking over each other.
Yeah, we need to stop.
It's just
no,
so chaotic.
The only reason I'm talking over each other is because my microphone and my headphones aren't working the best, so I can't hear you half the time.
He's like a deaf person.
I'm not like I can hear you, but it's like only from one ear, and then it's weird, and I can't.
I just turned him up a lot.
That scared me.
Are you good?
What if you just take the earmuff that's not working off so you can hear us in person?
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, I ain't dumb and ignorant.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is a weird...
I'm going to bring... So the last episode of Homeroom that Quinn and I recorded, we started talking about just random would you rather questions, and I'm going to pose one to you guys.
I think we could do that again.
We should argue.
I think that's
fun.
We can just like have a civil debate about this. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized elephants or 1 elephant-sized duck?
Say that again.
Would you 100 rather fight duck-sized elephants for
actually,
sure.
No, wait. This is a different question.
Yeah, it was horse.
No, it was horse, but this is a completely different question.
Uh-huh.
It's would you rather have 100 duck-sized elephants or 1 elephant-sized duck?
Elephant-sized duck.
No, give me the 100
sure.
Because you have strength in numbers.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Who says you're putting them to fight? This isn't Pokemon.
Dude, I would
no,
rob a bank with 100 little elephants.
I could train them to fight for me. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Okay,
why?
But have any of you encountered a duck before?
Yeah,
violent. No,
they are actually violent creatures.
Well, geese are really geese are violent.
Okay, but ducks—they must be like closely related.
They definitely are. They're both birds.
Yeah,
there is a thing called an elephant gun, and it will drop that goose. Let me tell you.
That is true. You'd have to mow down all the little elephants.
Okay, hear me out. A bullet's going to kill one either way, so I'd rather take 100 miniature ones.
A duck-sized elephant would just be like a small dog.
Yeah,
but then that's what I'm saying.
Fat.
But like, yeah.
And
I can train them to
slow
fight
as heck
people.
Too.
It'd be like having an army of snails. Yeah, exactly. Train it'd be a personal army. And then I can have them like doing chores around the house for me.
Wait,
can
we?
They're not elephants. Yeah, elephants are smart as heck. They could totally
they
do
They don't
that.
Have opposable thumbs. They're supposed to wash my laundry. Yeah.
You don't know what those trunks can do. They could probably wash
Wait,
dishes or
true.
Something.
Wait, that's true. They can wash my car.
Honestly.
Bro,
elephants
can carry weapons.
Elephant with a gun.
Wait, we can load them up with acid and they can shoot acid out of their trunks. That'd be sick.
What are you
No, they can't.
Yes, they probably could.
No, you fill up their trunk with like hydrochloric acid and just make them like spray people
I
with acid.
I hate where this
they
is
would
going.
Die.
No,
okay, like,
because they're smart.
Let's get off of it.
They wouldn't die because they're going to coat the inside of their trunk with plastic, obviously. Because they're smart.
Oh, I have
Can
a
we get off this?
I have a question. This isn't a would you rather question. This is a general question. If you could have one sound play every time you walked into a room, what would it be?
Yes!
I would do.
Now I'm going to have to edit that in.
Yeah, that makes his job like
10
four
times
harder.
So if I clicked it 10 times, it would make your life enjoyable?
No, it doesn't matter anymore.
But I would.
What? Now I can be like, show me duck-sized elephant.
Yeah!
Honestly, I'd rather have that song play every time I walked into a room.
That would honestly be pretty cool.
I don't know.
Or no, just like, show me Darren. I'll roll with it.
I'm really thinking on this one. I'm trying to think of something good.
I don't know, because I think eventually it's just going to be like, okay, whenever he walks in, it says that. So it's just got to be like, it's going to be funny for the first couple times.
Yeah.
But it's just gonna be like,
well, anything would get old.
I would exactly.
Play the brown note every time I enter a room.
Make everybody poop their pants automatically.
What?
That, honestly,
I'm sorry.
That's
what's the brown note?
The brown note is a note that is at a certain frequency that makes you poo yourself.
Really?
Well, it's from South Park. I don't think it's
I don't think it's actually right.
Okay, but would that also make you poop your pants?
I would walk in with earmuffs, earmuffs, with two rolls of toilet paper, and like, or it's like just something that clean themselves, and I would control the room.
It's like the savior
gotta, like,
has walked in
an
with
entire
two
mafia.
Papers.
Yeah, dude, I would literally run that stuff.
That's a crazy thing to say. I thought you were going to say like the anime wow or something.
No. Or like a tone that just like pierces your ears so bad you just drop in pain.
Why?
Both?
Yeah, that's,
I thought it was
everybody
like,
you know.
I thought it was going to be like play that funky music white boy.
Yeah, no. you're going to walk into your house and your whole family is going to freaking fall to the floor.
I'm power hungry. I will run that place.
I'm power hungry.
Everybody you know is going to be deaf.
Okay, and I'll control them all.
Wait, you'll be the only hearing person.
Exactly.
You would rule the world.
I would
that's
rule
a good
this,
idea. That's a good
idea. I could say stuff behind people's backs.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know.
I could say it in their face and they wouldn't know.
Oh, well, a question from the last time. Would you, if you could read minds, would you?
No.
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 Really?
No.
I think that's a good choice.
I feel like you'd be so traumatized.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good point.
Grandma's
I feel like, oh, I hate him.
Yeah,
that
like,
little crud.
That would just like
I don't like that kid.
Little crud.
That's like similar to the.
And it would also
be
like an extreme invasion of privacy.
That is true.
It's a superpower.
So,
what superpower would you have of any superpowers?
Well, okay, the cheating one is the ability to
change
probability.
I was just gonna say that one. It's
not
so
like
easy.
That's a cheating one.
An actual like one.
I don't know. I'd probably like be super fast.
Flight. Super yeah, strong. Flight definitely comes to mind right away.
I feel like teleport's a good answer.
I would take teleportation over flight.
Yeah.
I would take flight just to be able to like be up in the air.
I mean, it's cooler, definitely.
Yeah. It's definitely. Yeah.
But it just takes a
while. I feel like
longer.
You get desensitized to it for a while, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I have a correct answer.
What is it?
What?
The ability to pause time. Duh.
I mean, yeah.
That can have some devious outcomes, let me just say. There's some bad people out there.
That's true, but like, that's kind of teleporting.
It is true, though.
That's true.
You can literally change anything in the room and
no
one would notice.
No, if you froze time,
We'd have to come up with stipulations.
No, die. So the if you froze time, light from the sun won't reach the earth, so you'd be in total darkness.
Okay, well, no, it would. Come on.
That's if you froze time.
That's digging too deep.
I'm thinking you freeze time and everything is as it is, and you can move it.
Everything's frozen, and I like to think you can use stuff.
Yeah.
Because okay. otherwise it'd be like, oh, I can't move these scissors.
Yeah, I'm stuck. I can't open the door.
What about travel time?
Travel time?
That'd be kind of cool.
What do you mean?
Like travel through time?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be cool.
Be able to manipulate blood.
That'd be crazy.
That's crazy.
Because I can still be power hungry.
Yeah.
This guy wants his power.
You could just make everyone explode.
I can form anything out of blood.
You could also help
And I always have blood in my body, and it's always
You could just, pull all the blood out of somebody's body?
Yeah, basically.
Oh. That's terrible.
Just like you're a power hungry maniac.
I would say that to be able to control all of the ants on the planet would be
crazy. Or every single ant or insects.
Just say insects.
Able to control any insect.
Just be able
like
to control every single grain of sand.
Imagine somebody made me angry, and then you just see ants coming from.
Yeah, like that would be just a pile of ants like 60 stories high.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they could all lift a bunch of their body weight. Imagine if all of them the whole building.
Wait, what would happen? What if they flipped on their back and then lifted the world?
I don't know if that's how it works.
Let me think. Let me cook. What if they start walking with the world the way out of the solar system?
And you're calling me power hungry.
That's a good point. I'm going to take the solar system. That's
what superpower would you like to have?
I'll take the solar system.
I want the solar system.
Be able to spawn a Subway sandwich in my hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what you can do with an infinite item? Like, if something's infinite, do you know the possibilities of that?
Oh, you could
mess
things.
Up the economy. It could be anything, and you could,
I want infinite tape measures.
Like, you could throw those tape measures at someone have infinite ammo.
Yeah!
Someone just...
It's like, throwing the
snowballs.
You could measure so much stuff with that many tape measures. Think about it.
You could measure the world!
Yeah! Think about it.
On a real note, infinite snowballs would actually be crazy.
I would build a house out of tape measures.
Yes! I'd have a car
tape
of tape measures.
Tape measures.
Yeah, what if the world was just one big tape measure?
What if God's a tape measure?
We just keep getting worse and worse. Find something else so we stop talking about gosh darn tape measures.
Have you guys ever heard of the game Monkey Paw?
Monkey paw?
It's where someone will say something like, "I want to be able to fly," but someone else can add a add a thing onto it.
Add a condition.
Yeah,
give a thing, and I'll give a caveat.
All pedophiles die.
Okay. But
you can't.
But they all come back like a phoenix.
I was hoping you weren't saying that.
They all come back like a phoenix.
They die a burning death.
They're all going to come back as wraithful spirits, or
they're all mad,
violent spirits.
Jesus,
that would be bad.
What a podcast.
That would not be good.
Darren, give a superpower that can't have any catches.
A superpower, or just
a random thing, perfect.
All chairs are upside down.
That's not that's
like,
the opposite
no, like
of perfect.
They float upside down like this.
All chairs float upside down?
Yes.
I got one.
Go.
If you can't sit in it, you'll just fall out of it no matter what.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's just what would happen.
Fine. That is just what
happened. Okay, no, I'll actually try to come up with
give
one.
A, yeah, give
okay,
a good
wait.
One so we can give a catch.
Every time you brush your teeth are completely unstained.
Oh. But toothbrushes taste like poop.
Oh, no. That'd be bad.
Oh, no.
But every time you brush your teeth decay.
Yeah, but every time you brush your teeth, they turn black.
They only look stainless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But secretly, they're rotting inside.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And they're unhappy with their little tooth lives.
The little teeth are mad.
Yeah.
Would you rather only speak in riddles or only speak in rhyme?
Ooh. Rhyme. Cause then
rhyme.
You could rhyme.
Because then at least people would understand what you're saying, too.
That's
You'd
true.
Be the best music artist.
They would just
yes.
hate you.
That'd be incredible. And someone comes up to you and they're like, how do you come up with all of these things?
And you're like,
you know, I was cursed one day that all I could say was a rhyme. Nay, nay.
Yeah.
You'd be the English teacher's favorite, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
No, I feel like they would hate you.
If you're just a mute, though. Like, you just don't talk. I guess
if someone talked to me in rhymes, I'd probably punch him. I'd be mad.
That's what I'm saying.
If some random person came up and started rhyming at me, I'd feel like...
I would rip the blood out of their body if that blood
I would hit him with a tape measure.
Yeah. I'd spawn in 1,000 tape measures and measure them.
I would imprison them with tape measures.
Yeah. I'd make a big cube of tape measures and put them in there and say, you can't leave.
Someone makes me angry. I'll measure you.
I'll measure you.
I'll bury you in tape measures, boy.
You're going to wake up tomorrow and have 8,422 tape measures on your body, crushing you.
Measuring you.
Measuring you every second.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather have a face that everyone laughs at or a name that everyone laughs at? Honestly, a name.
Well, is it like malicious laughing? Like, haha, your name is stupid. Haha, your face is stupid.
Yeah, for sure.
But definitely here's the thing. Name. For if sure. you're walking through public, everyone's going to see your face.
Yeah, nobody's going to know your name.
You're going to get mocked, but no one's going to know your name.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you have good friends.
You don't have to have any friends.
Yeah, you can.
No, but if you have good friends, they won't make fun of your name.
Oh.
Facts.
Well, it's like everyone makes fun. Or you could just like legally change it.
Well, yeah, but if your name was like Poophead and you're just like,
yeah, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Poophead.
What a funny name.
Your name's Poophead, you loser.
Poophead.
Poophead.
Oh, heel.
If someone's name was Poophead, I'd probably laugh.
I would rip their blood out with my blood manipulation.
This dude. Stop. After everything.
If someone was named Poophead, I would hit him with a charger.
If someone gave me ice cream, I would rip their blood out. If someone said, here's $1,000,000, I would rip their blood out. And if someone took $1,000,000 from me, I'd still rip their blood out.
That's a great. Would you want to win? What would you do if you won the lottery?
I'd have a lot of
honestly,
money.
Honestly,
and live a good life.
Go on a good trip and then just invest the
okay,
rest.
How much? How much
yeah,
are we talking?
That's, yeah.
Powerball.
Two bill.
So first off, I'm never working a day in my life. Second off, I'm buying like 8 houses. Third off, I'm buying a private jet and flying around the world like 8 times.
Why do you need 8 houses?
Because I have $2 billion.
Yeah, but because if you never work a day in your life, that's going to go down the drain if you have that mindset.
Open up 500 Mongolian
it's
grills.
It's so hard to spend $2 billion. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to buy a whole town and make it only Mongolian
I'm just
grills.
Buy
every building is Mongolian grill.
I'm going to put 700 Mongolian grills in Yankton.
I'm
going to
buy
right
a bunch
now.
Of tape measures and use them.
Yeah, and then measure the world and see how many Mongolian grills
world.
I can fit. Or make the world into a Mongolian grill.
Why has nobody
grill?
Thought of laundering their $200 million?
Make the world a better place.
Yeah. You're really thinking now.
The IRS is going to catch you. To avoid the taxes, just launder all of your gambling.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. This is like, I don't think this is a good podcast. We've just
this
rambled.
This is just chaotic.
We have just rambled. It's like a fever dream.
I'm the chaotic force.
We've talked about changing the world into a tape measure, into a Mongolian grill, and there's more to come.
And there's more
next
to come.
Question.
There's 10 minutes left of.
Next question.
Question.
What would you do if the world was a guitar?
I don't question. Know.
What would you do if the world was a guitar?
Strum it.
I'd strum it. That's fire.
Why'd you say it like that?
Strum it. Duh.
Yeah, what else would I do?
Not strum it, no.
As if that's
I'd
the only
it.
Answer.
Yeah.
Baby Dar, how's your life going? That's my question.
Oh, it's pretty good.
What'd you do if you could swim in a bowl of cereal? That'd be awesome.
What, dude,
I'd
be
so
to like go full Rhett and Link and
dude, I wish I could be like a super tiny person and I could just run around a house for like a month and be like
but
a
it would
mouse.
Take like a mile to get to the
but what if
table.
You keep like your same like speed and velocity as like
oh
size.
My You'd, god.
That'd be the
that
best.
Would be deadly, honestly.
Well,
dude.
Who's to say that we're not tiny already and we're just slow?
I'm tiny.
That is true.
It's got its perks, let me tell you.
I feel that.
I feel that. The awkward silence right afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not a small guy.
What are the chances that it's like... What are the chances that it's like a... What would you do if there was a Horton Hears a Who situation? And you're like the elephant?
I would violently
and
stomp
I'm the
on
elephant?
The floor.
What
the
happens
elephant?
That? I don't know. What happens in that?
So Horton Hears
doesn't
a
he make it, doesn't
so,
he get small?
Yeah, so Jim Carrey finds a... Horton finds a flower that has a speck on it. And he starts hearing like people going, "Hello!"
He's
and it's the mayor.
I would.
And then
oh my god!
The mayor starts actually like talking to him, and they start communicating to like save the
Specs Life. What would you do if you found like a spec and you just heard stuff?
If you would have
a conversation with stuff.
No, I'm telling you, the second a flower started talking to me, I would squish it. And I would sadly kill all of them. Yes. It would freak me out.
I would use a shrink ray to cut off all communication with the big world.
You're getting a shrink ray.
You're a villain.
The downfall of everything.
He's Gru.
I'm a vector in this place.
I'm going to get a shrink ray and I'm going to shrink him even smaller and then nobody could ever hear him ever again.
That or...
You just want them to die.
Or I get a tape measure.
I put the spec in a tape measure.
Get a tape measure and see how big they are.
Yeah. And then I can put them under a microscope.
What if I convince them God is a tape measure?
What if I convince them I'm God?
Yeah.
I would convince them
I'm God.
That's
smart.
I'm God.
Honestly, though.
And then to give them the plague, I'd cough on it.
So second...
I'll die, probably.
And there's like big wads of spit. Like,
yeah, and they're like...
The
all you hear is like...
I would see how fast they can adapt to me, like doing things like putting the flower under water.
Oh, you
blowing on it really bad.
You'd experiment
with
them.
Extreme heat, extreme cold.
Yeah, put them in a jar for 2 days and see what happens.
I'm malicious, eh?
What would
yeah.
You, okay. Then what would you do if you were in the mayor's position?
I would use my
blood. I'd be scared for my life.
I would blow up every big person ever.
I would use a big person.
Well, so I'd be scared because people like Hunter are going to come around.
Yeah,
I would experiment with a bigger tape measure, and I would
tape measurer.
I would make a giant stack of tape measures and leave the spec.
Yes. Wait. So do they need to contact the big people to save themselves?
You just happen to have contacted the big people. And you're on a flower in the trunk of an elephant.
I'm
speaking English.
I would voice
by Jim Carrey.
I would just shut up. I would just stop talking, and then he's gonna be like, "Okay, he's crazy."
I mean, what can
he's
gonna
do put the flower down? And we're gonna start living again.
He's just straight up just like talking to the thing and be like, "You're crazy, Horton."
Yeah, I'd be like,
you?
"No one
Horton,
will believe
you.
You
need some help.
No one will believe you, Horton.
Horton, you need
Horton,
help.
Horton, rip off your skin.
Horton, this is why your mother left you.
Take your medicine. Take your schizophrenic
don't
medicine.
Take it. Yeah. Don't take it. Don't take it.
Don't take your medicine, Horton." Don't do it.
Just give this kid.
I would actually have. How fast I would drop
Horton,
that flower.
This is the reason why your wife left you.
Yeah, dude.
Horton, the flower. It's me, the flower.
She's never coming back.
Come back, Horton.
Horton, don't get closer. I'll crawl up your nostril.
And don't do it.
Well, yeah, I would crawl into him.
We're all over you, Norton.
I would crawl into him.
Me hoy min yoy, Norton.
Me hoy min yoy. Me hoy min yoy.
Horton, listen to me.
You're going to have like a Meat Canyon-like voice.
Horton, your family has to go now.
Horton, listen. It's the end for you, Horton. Horton, they're behind you. Horton,
it's the end.
You,
Horton, it's the end of the line.
We've already infested your body. Trust me, Horton.
Yeah, I would crawl into his brain and talk to him from there and freak him out.
I would make multiple colonies throughout his body.
Wait, what if that's what schizophrenia is?
Dude.
Horton.
These two are in Horton roleplay.
Horton.
Me and Hunter are talking about...
Listen to me, Horton. Find a really big tape measure.
We're always looping back.
Measure me, please. Horton,
oh, measure
I need to
me,
be measured.
Horton.
Measure me, Horton.
Is this going to be... Can I put this in?
I don't think this could be a podcast.
Quinn, like, has already messed up.
Would you have to bring a chaotic force like me?
I messed up crap. What are you talking about, little B?
I'm the chaotic force you guys just
said. Yeah,
to
I messed up
here.
Crap. He's talked about ripping people's blood out like 6 times. I've only talked about Mongolian grill.
I brought up Mongolian grill.
You brought it up. I wanted to make a lot of them.
I wanted to make 700.
I wanted to make
a lot of them.
Yeah. And then I talked about tape measures.
Oh, yes.
What was your favorite game as a child?
Oh.
There's the last question.
Hold on. I got to think about this.
I have it in my head. And Hunter, I don't know if you're going to agree with me, but mine is Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
I thought you were going to say
it's definitely
like
up there.
No.
Like just any game.
Plants.
Any game?
I mean, for me, Minecraft's the obvious answer because I played it my whole life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely there's a game. There's two I'm sitting on.
Probably like Legos.
What would you guys say if this wasn't recording this whole time?
Okay.
I wouldn't really care. We had a good time.
I wouldn't care either. It was a good time.
I assumed it was recording, maybe.
It is recording, yet.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if
Jack,
it,
what was your favorite childhood game?
Like, video game or game?
Just game.
Wait.
Like,
can
it can be a
video
game,
game
or it can be a game, or it can be a toy. It can just, like, be anything.
Do I know your video game?
Guess my favorite video game as a child.
Is it Sluggers?
Oh, Mario Super Sluggers? That's a banger.
I don't know if that was your favorite as a child.
I don't think
though,
as a child. Mine right now, that's my favorite. That's for sure like my favorite Wii game.
Yeah.
I hate that game.
Mine was for sure
just
because
you're
Origins.
So good at it.
Rayman. I played Rayman Origins so much.
I never
as a
played
kid.
Rayman.
I probably played through it like 10 times.
You want to play? You want to come over to my house and play Super Sluggers with Quinlan?
No, you're good.
That game pisses
me
off so much. I suck at Sluggers.
I would be fine if you were like the same level as me and we could actually compete. But you just like absolutely
Quinn's
destroy
not as good
me.
At it.
I suck.
You could play each other.
You kind of just ruined the game for me.
I'm sorry.
No, this guy's actually like the master slugger.
You are.
You were Roy.
And if he loses, he just slugs you in real life.
Yeah. It's happened to me.
It's happened every time.
He's pretty abusive.
I lost once and he hit me. And it hurt.
And then I had to sign an FDA telling my mom what happened. I can't tell my mom
an
what happened.
An FDA?
It's probably the wrong thing.
NDA. Federal Drug Association.
Yeah, hold up.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
A frickin' disclosure agreement.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, God. I feel like this is what all the homeroom episodes are going to be.
Yeah,
I'm
just
chaotic.
Is this
like
good?
I feel like
it's gonna, I'm going to edit it.
I feel like half the students in the school, their energy just like ramps up throughout the day. Like, first block.
Really?
That's how I am.
That's, honestly, that's kinda how,
like,
kind of how I
first
know.
First block, like, I think you can see it. Like, I'm a lot more energetic now from second block.
Yeah.
Like, I ramp up through the day.
I almost, you know what, I just kind of stay the same.
I feel I'm less energetic. I kind of peak at lunch, I'd say.
But really? we have a good lunch table.
We do have a good lunch table.
Dude, lunch is fun.
I haven't had a good lunch table in years.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Like, there was conversation flowing sometimes. One time I had a really good lunch table.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a good time. But otherwise, right?
Facts.
That in English?
That one with all the kids in our class was pretty good.
So was like, that freshman year? First semester freshman year?
I think so. That was a good table. I liked that table.
I hated that table.
Really?
Who was it? It was like...
It was me, Tyler... Connor Schultz when he was still.
No, that wasn't freshman year. I was thinking
that'd be eighth
table.
Grade.
Never mind.
That was freshman year.
I was
no,
thinking
Connor
that was
wasn't
second
here
semester.
As a freshman, was he? I think he
left
eighth grade.
He was only here as a freshman.
I was thinking of a different semester.
I thought he left
my bad.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of all the lunch tables I've sat at.
I got my top three lunch tables.
What's your top three lunch tables?
Present day lunch table, I would say, honestly, is number one.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty
cool.
Gas.
We
pretty
know who's all there.
Oh, should I say it?
Nah. We don't have time.
That's true.
Back when I was huge in Xbox, I had an Xbox table.
Oh, yeah?
That one's pretty tight. It's pretty cool. Hype. Pretty cool. And then the one where it was, like, everyone in our class, that table, that was pretty fun.
Nice. There was once a table that was, the people who were on it that I actually liked were me, Grant, Zachary, and Seth, and we just played... Everyone at that table,
that
we played flappy golf.
That's what it was,
Were you at that table?
Every now and then, I would pop my head in.
Yeah, we would just play flappy golf every single day, and it was really fun. Anywho, that'll be the end, because we're out of time, because homeroom is over.
Oh!
Oh!
Da-da-da-da! Boom shakalaka!
It's not going to be in there. He just played a song, and...
Can I push a button?
Homeroom!
Wait, let me put the mic to the thing, because I'm not going to edit it in.
Yay! That one was not
okay.
As good.
Thank you all for listening to Homeroom.
Yes!
Yeah, thanks.
You can find me at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Darren, do you have any social media?
Don't add me.
Don't add him. You can find Quinlan at his
house.
You can find me down the block from Quinn's house.
He doesn't live there. He's just going to be there.
No.
Yeah, I'll just be on the street corner.
That's okay. I'll take him in.
I'll take him in when necessary.
I'll be at the corner store selling soap.
Well, thank you.
Why so?
Thank you guys for podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll see you next episode of Homeroom.
Woo!
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
I can remember.
You just ate it.